Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Now, Remgro has released their results, headline earnings per share up by 38.4%. Let's speak to their chief investment officer, Carl Vosloo. Carl, thanks so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Let's start with that headline number, over 38% increase in headline earnings. Just explain what drove this performance in the simplest terms.
Good evening, and thank you very much for having me. So it's been a really good performance and a broad performance from across the business. I think we mentioned that more than 80% of our investees had positive earnings momentum for the last year. So from Heineken Beverages to MediClinic to Rainbow, RCL, Assurance, they all contributed to what ended up being a very decent result for us.
Yeah, when you speak of that positive performance, you know, it's a mix of factors, I'm sure, like your strategic guidance, or is it also those companies being in the right sectors as the economy recovers?
I think it is. It's obviously an important dimension to be in the right sectors as the economy recovers. But I think it's also fair to say that some of our investees were off a low base, so a recovery was expected. So I think there was an element of that, and I don't expect that you know 80% of our portfolio would grow every year. So I think we'll take this when we get it. But there's certainly been an extremely disciplined focus on performance, in the last year, and we've been working incredibly closely with the management teams. But the credit really does go to them. I mean, we can offer all the strategic guidance that we like, but ultimately, it's the management teams that do the work and deliver the results.
Mm-hmm. One superstar from those results seems to be Heineken Beverages returning to profitability. Can you just take us through that turnaround? What key decisions or market changes drove that volume growth and that margin recovery?
So Heineken Beverages is certainly still a work in progress. There's been a good recovery in the last year, but it certainly was one of those which was off a really low base a very tough comparative year that we had. So in the previous year, there were lots of supply chain issues, operational challenges, integration challenges, and pleased to say those things are really now behind us. So the team is quite focused on gaining market share, and it's still an incredibly tough market across the different sectors that they operate in, but the team absolutely up to it. They've got incredibly strong brands, and they're seeing gains in revenue, and also very focused now on the route to market and making sure they establish direct insights into customer behavior and direct route to market improvements. So yeah, a very focused effort on their side, but still a way to go, and the team is absolutely up to it.
Still a way to go, particularly I imagine for your MediClinic Swiss assets, eMedia, and some of those impairments that you spoke about within your portfolio.
Yeah, I think that's fair, but we're quite encouraged about where we are on MediClinic. So a really good earnings contribution from them in the last year. I mean, a good positive earnings momentum. Three very different regions, and you mentioned the Swiss one as being the perennial sort of problem child in that portfolio. But there's been incredibly good efforts in the Swiss business at driving improved profitability, and we're seeing certainly some returns on that. There's been a review of the operating model, and there's been some cost that's been taken out of the system, and it feels like there's positive momentum in that business, and again an incredibly motivated team. And the best thing you can say about the Swiss business, that clinically it's an incredibly strong operation, so the finances will catch up, but clinically it has always been a really good operation, and it continues to be that.
Mm-hmm. Let's speak about this dividend. A lot of excitement, even when we're speaking to the market watchers. And yes. I was looking at the stories, the headlines, or big parts of the stories about Remgro was that final dividend and that jump and how your investors must be smiling today.
We hope so, yes. So the dividend for the year is up 30-odd percent. Yeah. So our headline earnings was up 38%. But I think if we look at our sort of normalized headline earnings and we take out the impact of corporate actions and so forth, that was up 24%. So I think that's a better indication of underlying performance. So, you know, the dividend up somewhere in between those at 30%, I think is good. But then also there was a special dividend of 2 rand a share that comes on top of the normal dividend, and I think that was obviously pleasing. That was on the back of our having disposed of our BAT shares recently. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think good to be able to reward shareholders for what is, you know, a decent performance.
Yeah, Carl, can you just take us through the significant corporate actions or the impact from that? I know that there were some charges around the Heineken transaction. Just demystify for us what are those kind of amounts that are paid that are negatives when it comes to your results?
Yeah. It's been, and I think it's been a feature of our results for the last number of years, and a feature I'm quite happy to sort of put behind us. So our results have been noisy for the last number of years because of a series of corporate actions that have taken place. So that probably started 5 years ago with our unbundling of FirstRand through RMH. Mm-hmm. There was a combination of there was a Mediclinic take private. There was a demerger of Rainbow and RCL, and more recently the CAVH Vodacom transaction that is hopefully nearing completion. But these corporate actions end up, you know, distorting either the current year results or the previous year results. Often there are very meaningful costs involved that distort the results. But I think the particular feature that you were referring to is what we would call IFRS 3 adjustments. Yes. So what happens on a corporate transaction, at least on an acquisition, is that there is a revaluation of assets and typically a recognition of intangible assets, and then those intangible and or other assets like inventory or property, plant, and equipment gets amortized from their now higher base. So you end up having much higher amortization of either intangible or tangible assets over time than what you had before. And that was certainly, that's a big feature of the Heineken results and something that impacts the results quite meaningfully. Mm-hmm. But also we, you know, similar in Mediclinic. And even if you go many years back in the case of Kuala, we had a similar feature in those results as well.
Okay, Carl, as we wrap up, I always like looking ahead. When it comes to healthcare, insurance, food, beverages, what do you see as driving your growth in the coming year, especially given the current economic South African climate?
Yeah, and the current climate is absolutely not easy. I think if you listen to the executives that presented today, everyone will tell you that certainly in South Africa it is tough, and we have to fight for every percentage of market share that we hope to gain. So I think what we hope to do is to continue on the path of disciplined execution. There's still a few sort of self-help stories that needs to fully play out. So hopefully there's good earnings and cash flow to come from those self-help stories. Mm-hmm. But yeah, beyond that, we'll continue on a disciplined execution path.
Carl Vosloo, the Chief Investment Officer at Remgro, thank you so much for joining us on Kaya Business Evening, just taking us through the results and also looking ahead at the future. Really appreciated.
Thank you.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.